Welcome to Mixers 101. My name is Chris. This is my partner and co-host, Fred. And we are part of Tales of the Con. Tales of the Con is all about our nerdiest and geekiest passions. We record a weekly podcast where we do a comedic take on nerd culture, Comic-Con culture. Our ultimate goal is to travel around and go to conventions and get coverage and get the tales from people who have attended these conventions. You usually sell the website better than I do.
So this all started back in 2014 when I had this idea. I had gone to a Comic-Con. We got there in the first 10 minutes of the con. I went down with about 15 of my friends. I said, guys, I gotta use the bathroom. I'll be right back. Come out of the bathroom, every single friend I had was gone. They were just like ADD squirrels, like just gone. And I was like, so I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy this. Got lost, had some crazy times, met a couple of new friends. They proceeded to pump me full of beer, and we had the best Comic-Con ever. So after Comic-Con's over, I start this idea. I'm like, man, we should start a website. We should like talk about these new friends, these things that happen, and you know.
Because everybody's got a story similar to that. You know, your first convention is just so overwhelming. That's kind of where we went with it.
Yeah. So I've been running around for about 2 years with a notebook and these ideas, and I'm just trying to sell my buddies on it. Let's do this. Let's do it. One night we're sitting around drinking beer, and he goes, yeah, let's do it. He's like, I can set up a podcast. He's like, you can set up the website. We set it all up, and then we started doing the podcast, and now we're, what, a year, two?
2 years now.
Yeah, yeah,
two years running. Yeah, my background, I run a custom audio video home automation installation company for million-dollar homes in Sedona and Flagstaff. So audio, video, electronics, that's my bread and butter. But I knew nothing about recording industry. I knew nothing about broadcast, microphones, mixers. When it all started, I knew nothing, just like you guys, maybe. So I dove headfirst and just started researching. Our goals when we started the podcast was, first and foremost, consistency. We wanted it to always sound the same. We wanted it to always be posted the same day, because the quickest way to become obscure on the internet is to not post, miss an episode. People have ADD. They're all squirrels running around. They can barely pay attention to anything. Bigger goal was professional sound. We wanted to sound like the big dogs, even though it's just a couple of jerks telling dick jokes on the internet. We wanted to sound good doing it and spend as little as possible. So I dove in, did my research, and I decided, hey, the best way to do it is going to be a mixer and a couple of microphones. So what is a mixer? A mixer is a device that combines audio from multiple sources into a final output that's a recording that is your podcast.
It's also how you piss Chris off.
Yes. If you mess with it, if you blow it out, you know, that kind of stuff. Why do you need a mixer? You may not. If you're just doing a podcast by yourself, you might be just fine using a recorder and just rambling into it. But if you ever want to have a co-host, or if you ever want to have a remote co-host from Skype or Google Videos or whatever they call it now, their names change like every week. If you ever want to have intro music and everything else that you can plug and play it whenever you want, sound effects, you want a mixer. So a few reasons to get a mixer. It lets you use better microphones. XLR mics are the industry standard. They have the three pins, and they require power. They require roughly 48 volts DC. There's some weird oddball ones that only take 12 volts, and there's some that take 96, I believe. But most of them will be 48. A mixer will do that. One button will power them up. You can then have multiple microphones. You don't need to have USB adapters. Some people do that. They'll have a USB adapter, plug a microphone into it, goes into the computer. But that covers only one microphone. You can connect your computer or an iPad or even your phone to mix in intro and outro music. A mixer will allow you to combine audio of different volumes and normalize it. So if you speak softer than your co-host, or if your co-host speaks generally louder than yourself, you can adjust that. That's called live mixing. You can adjust the sound levels on the fly so you don't have to do it later in post.
I just want to honey-dick you for a second and let people know. So we have a friend who works with us. He's our photographer for the website.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he sits down to the table, he readjusts his mic.
Every single time.
And we have now made that his mic fit anytime he comes on because it falls over, he gets real close to it, and then he backs away.
Yeah, he's so far away. So every time he gets far away from it, I have to turn up his knob. Every time he gets too close to it, I turn that knob down. I have to constantly adjust him to keep it level. But we'll go over how to do that in a little bit. So live mixing, fade in your intro music, fade it out when it's time. We need intro music. We've been talking about it.
Yeah.
We're constantly arguing about what intro music we want to use. Haven't gotten there yet. But a lot of people use intro music. You can just hit a play button on your iPad, turn up the knob, let it play, turn it down. What if you're louder than your co-host? Already went over that. Mix minus. Mix minus is the ability to have audio coming in, but not necessarily send it back, like when you're on Skype. So if you're Skyping with somebody, you hear them, they hear you, but you don't want them to hear themselves again. There's going to be a delay, there's going to be echo. It's going to sound terrible.
We've run into that one time with a guest who was Skyping in, and then we quickly learned about it and fixed it.
Yes.
On the fly.
And our mixer did things we didn't even know. Mix minus, I'll get into at the end. That was one of the most confusing things that I ever had to deal with regarding the mixer, and it turns out it's way simpler than I thought. That's our setup. So we have the mixer, and we have four microphones, and everybody has headphones. In order to get, let's back up a little bit. So we always would have two people, but sometimes we'll have three people, and if we want to guess, that makes four. The easiest way to do it's with the mixer. So what to look for in a mixer? Headroom. You want to have enough inputs to handle all your microphones and audio sources, maybe a bit more. Future-proofing's a bad word in my industry. Everything changes all the time. You can't future-proof, but you can do your best to try to think ahead. This one will do 10 inputs. It'll do four microphones, XLR, and it will do either stereo or stereo. I'm not going to get into the depth of it, but it can do 10 inputs of sound. Let's see. So, yeah, those are your inputs right there. And what you want to look for, this is that XLR connector I was talking about. So these inputs will handle XLR, but they will also handle a 1/4-inch connector. That connector will go right through the middle, or those three pins will attach here, here, and here. Whereas these inputs will only do the 1/4-inch connector. Now, some of you might know about this stuff, but I am keeping it super basic. So I hope if I go too fast, let me know. But I do break down a lot of stuff as we go out.
Also, if you're confused, he tells me this stuff all the time on the show. And he'll tell me on the show, and then I'll have to stop him and go, you know I have no idea what you're talking about, right?
I try my best to, I don't want to say dumb it down, but dumb it down. So what you want to look for is inputs for XLR and your 1/4-inch connectors. But you want to look for the aux out. This is going to be your golden egg when you want to do a Skype interview or you want to do a remote interview of any kind.
Well, we've had people call into the show as well.
Yes, telephones, anything like that. That's what's going to let you send back your audio from your microphones, but not their audio, so they won't get this mind-numbing echo as there's a delay. Some mixers do not come with this. Most of them do. Some mixers only come with one of these and a whole bunch of these. They've gotten better. Newer models tend to be pretty standard. They'll have a handful of these and those, but there are oddball ones out there. Stick with the name brands, Yamaha, Behringer. What's some of the other brands that I saw?
Onyx. Mackie.
Yeah. That's it. So aux send is something you definitely want. USB is a feature that they have. I don't know if I would recommend it. USB, the feature alone tends to raise the price right away. Problematic software and drivers. Maybe you have Windows 8. Maybe it requires Windows 7. Maybe you have 10. Maybe it'll only work with 10. It gets to be a headache. Plug and play just doesn't happen. So the drivers and the software, they're getting better, but they're not great. They're not there yet. But it can grant you some additional flexibility when you're recording, and it can give you a secondary way to record. You can be recording on your computer in addition to a recorder. The software and the drivers are improving, especially with the newest models. The older ones, you can get away with an older mixer if you don't care about USB, because an XLR connection is an XLR connection no matter what. But USB, constantly changing. I don't recommend it for beginners, because the whole idea is to keep it simple. But if you want to future-proof, go ahead and get a new model. Not a mixer, but this is a highly recommended thing. This guy here is about $25 on Amazon. It's a headphone amp, and it's a glorified splitter. If you have more than one host, you're going to want this guy, because the headphone connection is going to go in here, and these will go out to all the other headphones, and they can adjust their own volume individually.
And it's really nice, because
some people have sensitive ears. Some people have blown out their ears from concerts.
I've gone to a lot of concerts, so a lot of times I can't hear everybody else, so I'm like, you'll see ours. Chris is like usually on one, and I'm on two.
Mine's like here,
and mine's like all the way up almost.
Different headphone brands sound different too. If somebody wants to bring in their own headphones, they're going to want to adjust their own volume. It's $25. Just plan on getting it with your mixer. So some basic setups. I'm going to go over doing two microphones, an output to headphones or to your headphone splitter, and an output to a recorder, just like this guy sitting here. So this is the input and output side of the mixer. These are your inputs, and these are your outputs. So two microphones, they're going to connect right there. This little guy that says phones, I don't know if you can read that, that would go to your headphones or to your headphone splitter. And then stereo out or monitor could go to your recorder. So as you're recording, as you're talking, you'll be adjusting the volume with these knobs here. These adjust the level of the sound coming into the mixer. And this whole row of knobs corresponds to that input. That whole row corresponds to that input. And so on and so forth. So even though you might see there's 20 knobs on here, once you understand that they have lines drawn on here to separate each channel, it's actually pretty straightforward. Your output is controlled with these two knobs. I recommend hooking up your headphones to the phones jack and then the recorder to the stereo out jack, because then you can adjust those volumes individually. If you turn up the... Yeah, so you can adjust it. If you don't have a headphone amp with individual adjustments, you can turn up and down your headphones right here and then the recorder volume right there. I'm not going to get into these. These are basically duplicates of the same channels. So these guys are tied together, and these guys are tied together. The better recorders will use XLR connectors, but you can find a lot of cheaper recorders that will work with these standard headphone connectors. So the reason you'd want to adjust those up and down, if it's going to the recorder, is for the meter. The meter is what lets you know how loud your recording is going to be. Zero is considered reference level. That's the level you want to try to aim for. You can hit plus six, you can hit minus six, and then people, when they're listening in their cars, they can adjust the volume up and down. You can adjust it on your iPhone. But that's about the window you want to be in. Your recorder has a meter also. And this is a problem that we had with our recorder. We had to actually get some additional things. We didn't get that recorder, and I wish we had, but it was outside our budget. The one we got was a little cheaper, and it couldn't handle the audio that we were sending out. It was just too loud for that recorder.
Also, don't go to Guitar Center to get cords and cables and things like that.
Yeah, Guitar Center, it turns out, doesn't have anything. So by adjusting those two knobs down there, particularly the red one, you can adjust the meter to try to get them to match. The recorder will have its own volume buttons on it. The goal at the end of the day is you want, if your meter says zero here, you want it to say zero there. If it says negative six, you want it to say negative six. Every mixer is different, every microphone's different, every room is different, every speaker is different. So you're gonna have to play with the knobs a little bit until those guys match. If they match, your recording will sound clear. If that one is higher than this one, your recording might be garbled. It might just be blown out. If it's way lower, you may not hear it at all until you crank your volume all the way up.
I'm trying to find that sound file.
So what about all these crazy knobs here? Since this is a beginner course, you can generally keep those guys kept right at 12 o'clock. Some of them will have a little triangle that will indicate the optimal setting. You might find that your voice sounds a little better with a little bass or a little less bass, a little more treble, a little less treble. This is for left and right. Again, just keep it right in the middle. It'll sound pretty balanced. Auxiliary, we'll get into that one in a little bit. These knobs, you can usually set and forget. They're your gain knob. Now, instead of having a triangle, they have a little kind of sweet spot here. You turn that to the sweet spot, you start speaking into it, you'll see your meter start to go up and down, and then you can fine tune with these guys here. So once you set those, you generally don't have to mess with them again. These are the ones you'll want to mess with all the time. So when our co-host decides to move away from the microphone, these are the ones I have to turn up. They do have a triangle on them that indicates about where you want to set them. If we're talking and we're not too close, we're not too far, and everything else is set correctly, I generally leave it right there and never have an issue.
You can also, like, if you find a really comfortable spot, just make sure you're at that, like, distance every time you're podcasting. Because he's always like, man, I never have to touch the levels with you.
Yeah, he's always perfect.
Found a place, and I just always go to that same space so that I know.
I constantly have to move. I don't know why, if I'm just jittery in my seat or what, but I'm always moving. I'm always moving the mic. I'm always moving it back and forth. He just stays put, and he stays right on it. His knob stays put. Mine's constantly going up and down. What if somebody yells?
Oh man, I wish I had that, because I had that sound file.
Was that what you were looking for?
That's what I've been looking for over here, because I had that sound file. Because you were like, no one will ever hear this.
So what if your co-host decides that he wants to scream at the top of his lungs his very best Mr. Meeseeks impression from Rick and Morty? There's nothing you can do about it. Unless you're the Flash and you can move that knob quick enough, you're going to see all these lights light up like a Christmas tree. The peak lights basically mean you're blowing out the sound. It's going to be unintelligible to anyone listening. And that's exactly what he did.
I have used it as a troll, though, ever since. Because you sent me that sound file, and that's what I'm desperately looking for, but I have tons of conflict about this.
Not even in software could I lower this volume down. I had to just cut it out.
Yeah, people will have their headphones in and they'll be like, answer a text message and it's that sound file, and then they'll see them rip their headphones out.
Yeah, you'll ruin speakers if everything's jacked up all the way, so. So any questions so far before I go too much further? Go ahead.
When I did sound for a band, usually the way I mentally pictured it out is those top knobs were the sound coming into the board.
Okay.
So each player would do their thing, and then you kind of set it so that it was normalized, and that's when you give them their feedback sound for the speakers.
Gotcha.
And then in the performance, you're right, that's where you play with.
You'll fine tune the bottom ones.
When you play with it when it's live, because you want to make sure as it's coming in that you're giving them enough gain so that it can, so that someone's not too quiet the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a problem. That's a problem that we have with, who's the other one that's super quiet? Is it just
Zach?
Yeah, one of our co-hosts that comes on periodically, he is so quiet. He talks like this the whole time. You can barely hear him. And I have actually had to crank his knob all the way up and then adjust this one a bit just to get him. We're all falling in the -6 to 0 area. And he was way down here. He wasn't even registering. So, we did how many test sessions?
We did about 4.
Yeah, we did 4 test sessions between just me and him, various groups, 4 people, 3 people, 1 person, before we finally found the sweet spot on here and down here. And then once you find that, take a picture of it. Grab your cell phone, snap a picture, and you'll remember in case somebody comes up. I have small children, and they'll get into my office, and they'll just flip everything. And at first, I couldn't remember where the heck I had it, so I had to pull up my picture. Okay, all these knobs have to be here, 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 and here. These guys were easy. I left them at 12 o'clock. I'm not going to get into compressor. I'm not going to get into any of that. But before I go too much further, the meter, you want to shoot for your normal speaking to be about -6. And 0 to be your high points, your pops. So if you go, puh, puh, hey, let's go to the party, you'll see that pops it up just a hair. Yeah, Mr. Meeseeks.
Yeah, I wish I could.
Well, if you're running a comedy podcast, warn your host, warn your guy running the mixer before you scream.
That was you guys.
Because it was a funny thing that I wanted to keep, but it just didn't work out. So, mix minus. This is the basic setup. Microphones in, recorder out, headphones out. Now we get to use the magic aux send button.
What episode was that?
I don't know. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So, for some reason, I couldn't wrap my head around what to do with this, but it turns out it's deceptively simple. If you have a computer that still has these 2 separate connectors, then you're in luck. If not, I would highly recommend getting a USB adapter that has them. And those sometimes will come with headphones. They will sometimes just be like $5. But it makes life easy. So what you do is you have your standard little headphone jack connector. Those are called 3.5 millimeter or 3/4 millimeter, or they just call them 3/4 inch. Is it 3/4 inch? I might be wrong. Anyways, that goes into the speaker out of your computer. And then these guys slide into any input you want. It doesn't matter which one you use. Just remember which one you chose. So if you chose the 5/6 slot, remember that for later. Your aux send is what's going to go out to the microphone jack on your computer. Usually it's pink. Pink and green, that's easy to remember. Use stereo cables. I made the mistake when I first bought the cables. They didn't have enough pins. You want to see enough of these little pins here to indicate that it's stereo. If you don't, you're only going to get your left sound or your right sound. So that's where this set of knobs comes in, the blue knobs, the auxiliary. These knobs control how much is coming out of that port. You're going to find that that is going to have to be set way lower than what you think. We tried on the little triangle the first time, loaded up Skype, did the little test call. Hello, this is Skype. Thank you for calling.
That was hilarious.
It was so blown out and loud, it was unbelievable. We barely have it down here below the first notch. I can't say why. I did notice that on a different computer I had to have it a little higher, but no matter what, it was way lower. So don't think you've done anything wrong. Set everything up as you normally would for recording, and then use that Skype test call. It will record what you're saying, play it back to you, and you'll know exactly how good you sound. And then adjust the sound coming into your mixer from your computer. So you're interviewing this guy, and you can barely hear him. He's coming in on 5 and 6. Follow the lines down to 5 and 6, and turn him up. You want to make sure that his blue knob is turned all the way down. If you do not turn that down, they will hear themselves in addition to you coming back, possibly double, possibly with a weird delay and a mind-numbing echo. So, microphones in, headphones out, recorder out, computer speakers go out of the computer and into one of your inputs. And then out of your mixer from aux send, sometimes it's called FX send or FX out, goes into the microphone port on the print or on the computer.
Trying to get a picture of that. Can you go back?
Yes, absolutely.
No, you're good.
So, any questions?
What's the setup cost? Do you have like full mics and?
We have four mics and stands and a mixer. We have a recorder that's a little bit cheaper. The headphone amp.
Headphone.
Four. No, we only have three pairs of headphones. It was about $500 for the whole thing, which isn't bad. You can find mixers for about $150, sometimes just a hair more or less.
Clarification, the aux send?
Yes.
Is that, the wireless going from that to back to the computer, that's only dealing with the Skype communication, not your voice, or is it?
So what that's doing is it's sending. So these knobs determine what comes out of the aux port.
Right.
And that's going to be generally only what you want the Skype guy to hear.
Okay.
So in this case, we'll use these four microphones. If you had music or anything on these other channels, you also turn those up.
Got it.
But yeah, it's only what you want your Skype person to hear.
So the Skype person can hear your voice.
Correct.
Got it.
Yeah. Fun, if you're doing a comedy podcast and you're calling your friend who lives in Florida.
Yeah. Or David Illegal.
Or David, he lives in D.C. If you call them and they start to ramble and they're not really keeping it interesting, you can actually turn down this knob and talk shit about them.
Which we have done several times.
They won't hear it, but it's still going out to the recorder. It's still going out to your audience.
We have several episodes where we do these.
We've done this a few times.
I am never going on your show. Ever.
Just always make sure you listen afterwards.
We've done that too, and the episodes come out, and they've just never heard the episode.
Yeah, that's how we proved that they didn't listen. We're like, hey, how'd you like your appearance? Did it work out? Oh, yeah, it was great.
That's fun.
Do you have a question?
Is there a configuration for more than one Skype call?
Yes. If you're doing it, are you talking about multiple computers, multiple machines, or just multiple?
When your mixer deployment is only set down, and one Skype.
Yes. And
another piece of memory
you put in place. The output.
You could split the output if you need multiple machines, but if you're just making multiple calls in Skype or multiple parties in Skype, I think you could do that through software.
It's just you can't control their input.
You won't be able to control them individually. Again, this was meant for super basic, so.
Back in the day, I think Twit would do a lot of Skype remote, and they had a computer for each Skype connection.
You could just use that so they don't hurt themselves if you have multiple calls.
You guys use Audacity?
I do. I use another program. What is it called?
Level out your volume.
It is not here. So, WaveLab. WaveLab came with my recorder, and it is something I learned to love more than Audacity. I had some troubles with Audacity, just for whatever reason, it didn't click with me, the user interface.
Is it PC?
Yeah, PC. Mac has a lot of stuff that just comes with it. GarageBand. There's a handful of them.
With your setup, mm-hmm. you're only getting one channel. As the mix that's being recorded is only one. All the channels are combined into one.
Correct.
So you can't change the levels once it's recorded.
Once it's recorded, you can't, unless you did it with software. So let me just go back to full screen here.
But you wouldn't be able to, like, if you started to go really, really quiet, mm-hmm. and it was in the recording that was quiet, you couldn't boost him up individually.
Yes, absolutely.
You did that with the Verdi Valley comic book expo.
On one channel, basically, the stereo out.
So, okay. I'm not sure I understand the question. So if one person's talking too quiet.
You can use it live.
Yes.
So once it's on the recording.
Once it's on the recorder, that's
it's all one left and right channel.
Correct. It's not individual tracks. They do make mixers that will do individual tracks. And that is a benefit of some of the newer ones with USB.
Right.
They will have the ability to have individual tracks coming out. If you plug that guy in there and you've got a decent enough mixer and the right software, you can actually have individual tracks that you can then ramp up and down. And it's kind of a pain, but I feel like I went too fast. I'm a little nervous, and I just talked really quick. Any other questions? Any other mixer?
I'm going to ask the perfect question.
Awesome. Perfect. Yes. Any questions at all, please bring them. Any funny stories?
The David Riegel stuff was actually kind of funny.
Actually, I have a question.
Go ahead.
You've been covering mixer, the more complex mixers, which are great. I'd love to hear your opinions, though, on I guess the best way to describe our preamps. They're being designed right now by Shure.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really mixers. It's just basically this little unit that's USB powered.
Okay.
And it's got like two XLRs that can also double as quarter inches and they have input, and that's roughly about it, maybe one jack for headphones. Do you understand what I'm talking
yes.
about?
Yes, I've seen...
What are your thoughts on those as being a beginner startup?
Their software vaguely looks about like this, doesn't it? I haven't played with them personally, but I think
it's like the happy medium between the Zoom and an actual full-on mixer board.
Right. I haven't personally messed with them. But, you know, we are moving into Star Trek realm where there's no physical buttons. You just have touch screens everywhere. And if you hit the wrong one, it'll explode and rocks will fall out of the ceiling. So be careful. Any other questions? Go ahead, please.
When you talk about the USB connection, that's the USB connection out to the laptop? Or
yes, correct. I believe it actually will do input on the newer ones. If it's USB 2.0 and it's new enough, it will have the ability to take audio from your computer, like a Skype call, into the mixer. Your computer will recognize it by default as just an audio device, just the same as a USB to the pink and the green connector. And then once you install the drivers, you have a little more leeway as far as how it's going to work. But yes, it is two-way.
What about broadcasting live? Let's go back to the big mixer. Like, how do you hook that up? if you wanted to have the recorder and broadcast live.
We've actually taken that to a convention.
Let me find the right picture here.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I want just the mixer here. Let me bring it up on the screen as big as I can. So to go out live, that's where the benefit of these extra connectors comes into play.
Okay.
You can, they're basically mirroring, if you see the trace lines here.
Yeah, yeah.
So these two connectors are doing the same thing as these two. These two are doing the same thing as this one.
Okay.
So you can have it going to headphones, to recorder, and then just go an XLR to whatever you need out to a computer for live streaming.
So those two XLR jacks, you can have one XLR going to a recorder and one XLR going to a live stream.
Do
they both work?
Left and right. So you'll want these two going to one and these two going to another.
Okay.
But you could use this one as well. If you have your headphones, that's another benefit of the headphone amp, is you can have that be whatever volume you want. And if it's too loud for your headphones, you just turn it down on your little amp without affecting your output.
Okay.
We have used it for live streaming a couple of times, and that's pretty much exactly what we did. We had the headphones hooked up, we had the recorder, and then we had the recorder, and then a computer that was over Twitch.
Okay, cool.
Is there a headphone and amp on the splitter, or is that?
It's a separate device.
It's different than a splitter.
It's different than a splitter because it has volume controls, and it will actually amplify the audio coming in to itself. So if it is too quiet, it can turn it up for you. Every time I go full screen, it just doesn't care. it's a glorified splitter, but it does require another power connector. And it does actually supply a little more power to your headphones, so they will sound a little better and a little more beefy. Anything else? I hope I didn't go too fast, and hope I kept it...
One minute. Why don't I tell everyone where to find your IC on your shirt, though?
Yes. self-promotion is not what I'm good at. Our podcast is at talesofthecon.com. And we put up a new episode every Monday. Quick link just to the podcast portion of our site is just to go to podcast.talesofthecon.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, Twitter. Yes. That's actually, that's our bread and butter right there.
Really?
Instagram, yeah.
Yeah, we make a lot of contacts through Instagram, and most people find us through Instagram. So
yeah, that's the best way to reach him. Email is definitely not the right way.
Yeah, that's great.
We've
been falling off lately, but
do you have a
job on
Instagram or
your own? I handle it just because Instagram and my own.
Yeah, we share a login, so.
My dinner mitts on Instagram.
Dinner mitts?
Yeah.
Get out!
So, what do you use to listen to podcasts?
I have an Android phone, and I use BeyondPod, and I paid the $5 for the premium upgrade, and it's worth every penny. It lets you customize your feeds. It lets you do whatever you need to do. Thank you, everybody.